A six-mile stretch of Niagara Falls Boulevard from Tonawanda Creek Road to Kenmore Avenue is lined with retail outlets on both sides, more so in the town of Amherst, while on the Tonawanda side, there are larger numbers of residential streets not far from the thoroughfare. Amherst Supervisor Brian Culpa says it's been an economic engine for the entire region, but he sees changes coming.
A lot of interesting economic pressures at play in the market right now. None the least of which is changing in the guard in terms of big box and the culture of big box retail. So it's time for the two communities to start to ask what's next. What is the next generation looking for in Niagara Falls Boulevard?
The planned joint study by Amherst and Tonawanda will also look at safety issues, including inadequate lighting along a stretch where five pedestrians have been killed since 2013 and drainage concerns along the Tonawanda side. Town of Tonawanda Supervisor Joseph Eminger says there's also the potential influence of the NFTA's future plans as it considers expansion of its metro rail system outside the city of Buffalo.
There's a lot going on even outside with the NFTA perhaps coming out to, UB campus, coming up alongside the Niagara Falls Boulevard corridor, which I think would certainly benefit both of our communities tremendously.
No firm timeline has been set, and further discussions are planned among the town leaders, but Culpa, for one, is hoping to see the study ready in about 12 to 18 months. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.